With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And a lot of other stuff happened over the weekend, as well as the Steelers' loss to Vegas. We wrap it up in the five.
Now, it's time for the five.
It's countdown!
Answering the five biggest questions of the weekend on the Fan Morning Show.
Can I count it all?
Go ahead. Number five.
The Penn State Nittany Lions held their ground at Beaver Stadium, beating the 22nd-ranked Auburn Tigers 28-20. It's another win against a ranked team. Now the number six in the nation. You smelling playoffs?
We'll see. We'll see what happens as they... I got to get through Ohio State and Michigan and play that gauntlet of a schedule, I guess.
Iowa on the road.
Right. Iowa City's a tough place to play, and they seem to... Iowa plays them tough no matter what. No matter what the records are of those two teams. I thought both ways, the officiating was so curiously bad.
It's terrible.
All around college football this week. But I thought, again, it was another case, especially late in that game, whenever Auburn was trying to make some hay. The Penn State defensive backfield is really good.
Peasy Jr. is
1-9 are really
all
good.
All over the place.
Well, and that kid from Gateway is really one. Brisker,
Jaquan.
He can really, really play. Yeah. He's a big time NFL.
Those
guy.
Two were huge late.
I agree.
I'm not counting any chickens until they beat Iowa and Ohio State. You beat both of those teams. Then I think, and I know people are worried about Michigan. I'm not as worried about Michigan. Of course, they'll now beat Iowa and Ohio State and then lose to Michigan based on those comments alone. But no, I don't count any chickens until they've won those two in particular, the road games at Iowa and Ohio State. Then I'll allow myself to think playoffs a little bit.
Number four.
431 total yards, six touchdowns for Kenny Pickett. Yet the Panthers lost to Western Michigan at home 44-41. Should Pat Narduzzi be on the hot seat if they don't get the nine wins? Is he on the hot seat right
he's
now?
He's on the hot seat right now, and I'll tell you why. In the time, it'd be one thing to lose to that team 10-7, okay? It'd be one thing to go to Tennessee and get a win, and they got a win. It's a bad SEC team, but they still got a win. But even against bad teams, and I'm not saying Tennessee is that. I am saying that Western Michigan is a much smaller team and a MAC team. He's a defensive coach, and the common thread in bad losses for Pat Narduzzi has been giving up a lot of points. That isn't a good look when you're the defensive guru. It's starting to come to surface that maybe Pat Narduzzi is better suited as a defensive coordinator than the CEO of a football program. This is an embarrassing loss. There's no way to put it. It's a MAC school that came into your place and beat you, and it's a coach that after the game said, we watched video from 6 years ago, and they did nothing different schematically defensively. It's embarrassing, and he should be on the hot
seat. It's not just the loss to a MAC team at home. It's getting thoroughly outplayed by that MAC team at home. I mean, I think that Pitt had the lead for what, all of like 4 minutes in this game? It's not where this program should be. So while I don't think his seat is hot right now at the very moment, he should definitely feel some warmth back there. And look, a chance to get right against New Hampshire, that's all well and good. What it's about is getting into conference play. They're going to have to win at least one conference game that nobody expects them to win. I don't know if anybody legitimately expects them to beat Clemson, even if it is at home. Maybe that's a possibility. Maybe it's a North Carolina. Maybe it's a Miami. I don't know. Miami didn't look all that great. Wrong team's favorite.
3-0 he is on
Lee
those.
Sterling Lee nailing the wrong team's favored. So they've got to win at least one game. Nobody expects them to win in conference play to have any level of redemption over losing that game. And even then, like you said, Matt, it at minimum 9 wins, because that's what we were just talking about a week ago.
Number 3.
Final line for Ben Roethlisberger yesterday, 27 of 40, 295 yards, a touchdown and a pick. He said after the game he needs to be better. Do you see Ben being able to, quote-unquote, get better for the rest of this season?
Maybe. I don't understand why they're not working deep middle at all, why they're not throwing the football in the middle of the field. Is Ben unwilling to? Can he not do it? You know, it felt as if for a time, for about a quarter and a half, and then it came to fruition, they were setting up the deep shot for Claypool. There was one time where he was going to throw it to him, and he kind of got he got sacked. Another time he did set it up, it got knocked away on a really good play in the end zone, and then he went back to him, but it's all up the rail. Everything is up the rail. Nothing is through the middle of the field. I'm not understanding why.
And they all feel like prayers.
Yes.
And occasionally, you know, one out of every four, Chase Claypool comes down with it, or whoever it may be. Yesterday it was Claypool. If he's going to get better, it's going to have to be aided by the scheme and the system. When they rolled him out a couple times yesterday, he looked much more comfortable. He's able to get away from the rush. No one's going to confuse Ben Roethlisberger with Kyler Murray,
well,
okay?
Well, when they rolled him out is when they went tempo as well. And I think that they go tempo, no huddle, and move it and kind of expedite everything, they're much, much better than they are when they kind of slow it down.
You've got to get him into a rhythm, and especially with the offensive line playing the way they are, you've got to get him a little extra breathing room. I think both of those things, the tempo and the rollouts, can help in that regard. Those things, if they can execute that stuff, if they can call it more often and execute it, I think it'll create more opportunity for Ben to, quote-unquote, get better throughout the course of the season.
Number 2.
Najee Harris ended up with just 38 yards on 10 carries. That offense looked awfully one-dimensional. Are we right back to where we were in 2020 despite some new faces?
I don't think they are. I think, case in point, the score to Juju Smith-Schuster is something that Randy would have never have done. He goes motion, jet, and then essentially what you have to do, and it was something he ran 10 billion times at Pitt. You got to get to inside the 5-yard line, which is tough for this offense. But then once you get there, it's something that I thought was a brilliant play call. You go motion, jet to Juju, and what he does, he has to do one of two things. He has to either beat the guy who he's generally faster than, that's that outside backer, to the corner. If the outside backer beats him there, it's a one-on-one battle, and he has to muscle through him for 3 yards.
Yeah, which
Juju's
going to
do one or two of those every single time. I thought that was vintage Canada, and I also thought going tempo was vintage Canada, but it's something they have to do more of, but it's blown up when you can't block anybody.
Yeah, it feels like they've got to fully embrace the inner Matt Canada in them. And, you know, like you point out, when they get down near the goal line, you can't stretch the field vertically, so stretch the field horizontally to buy some space, as they did on the Juju touchdown run. I don't think we're necessarily right back where we were with this offense because of the creativity that can be implemented. Like I said, it falls in line with the last question of can Ben get better? He can. This offense can get better as a whole. They've got to embrace more of the Canada concepts, I think, and add a little bit more creativity to it.
Number 1.
All right, after this loss to the Raiders, are you right back to thinking kind of the same things you did before the season? And for you guys, that was around a 500 team.
Yeah, I've never swayed from that. They're a 9-8 team, and that's where I think that they are. It's going to be a lot this season of win one, lose one, win one, lose one, win one, lose one. And surprisingly, when you do that, you're like 9-8.
Crazy how that works.
Yeah, yeah. Nuts.
Win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss, win, loss. They're still around a 9-8 team. I know I said last week because of the way the defense played against Buffalo and by virtue of winning a game that we didn't think they were going to win, it was more, all of a sudden I was feeling more 10-7. But no, we're right back to where we were now, 9-8-ish, by virtue of the fact that you've won a game you weren't supposed to win and you've now lost a game you weren't supposed to lose. We're at 1-1, exactly where we thought they would be before the season started.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.